This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. Government today reassured that all refineries are operating at the highest capacity with adequate crude inventory. Addressing an inter-ministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia held in New Delhi today, Joint Secretary Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas Sujata Sharma informed that domestic LPG production is steady and sufficient stock is available.
Regarding supplies of LPG and the production, there is an increase in the production, and this increase in the production is a combined effort of upstream companies like ONGC, GAIL, Oil India and the refineries. The refineries of public sector, private sector and JV. So all these refineries have contributed to the increase. We still require certain imports. Diversification, yes, all the efforts are on. We have already done in case of crude. In case of LPG also the efforts are on. In case of LNG already we have a big, you know, basket from where the products are taken.
The Joint Secretary further informed that there has been slight increase in the rates of premium petrol, while there has been no increase in the normal petrol rates. Special Secretary for Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Rajesh Kumar Sinha said that in the past 24 hours, no maritime incident has been reported and all 22 ships and 611 Indian seafarers are safe. He said that DG Shipping is continuously monitoring them. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said India has evacuated 913 nationals, including 284 pilgrims, via the Armenia-Azerbaijan route. In West Asia, a sharp intensification in hostilities has overshadowed the celebrations of Eid al-Fitr and Nowruz, as the cycle of retaliatory strikes are now directly targeting economic assets, including widespread attacks on critical energy infrastructure. Iranian television today confirmed that spokesman of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, Ali Mohammad Naini, has been killed in an Israeli attack. In the UAE, key installations including the Habshan gas facility and the Barb oil field were temporarily shut down following missile interceptions and falling debris. Kuwait said an oil refinery in the Gulf state was hit by a drone attack. Qatar's Ras Laffan facility has suffered intensive damage, with authorities indicating a significant impact on liquefied natural gas exports. The Strait of Hormuz remains effectively closed, disrupting a major share of global oil and gas flows and sending energy markets into volatility. India has delivered a 2.5-ton consignment of emergency medicines, medical disposables, kits and equipment to support the medical treatment and swift recovery of those injured in the attack on 16th March on Kabul. In a social media post, the External Affairs Ministry reiterated that India stands in solidarity with the Afghan people and will continue to extend all possible humanitarian support in this difficult hour. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today said that Income Tax Act 2025 lowers the errors, disputes and compliance cost. Addressing the Prarambh 2026, a nationwide awareness campaign on Income Tax Act 2025 in New Delhi, the minister underlined that the new act is less ambiguous and gives a simpler framework for people who want to understand it. Mr. Sitharaman said that small business owners and professionals are the engine of the economy, and under the new act, their presumptive taxation scheme has been strengthened. President Draupadi Murmu has extended greetings to the citizens on the eve of Eid al-Fitr. In a message, the president said the festival gives the message of self-control, charity and compassion for the underprivileged. It also conveys the message of love, brotherhood, peace and mutual harmony. She said the festival of Eid reminds us that we should strive for the well-being of all individuals. In Orient's Masters Badminton, Indian shuttler Tanvi Sharma has stormed into semi-final of women's singles. She defeated Japan's Natsuki Nidaira by 21-14, 21-14 in the quarter-final clash. And that's the end of the news bulletin.